Yes, so it's probably best if we start with document 19 for the consolidated resolution and have a look at that. So the contents of this proposal was more or less identical as it was presented in January as an informal document. The first proposal here is with regards to the consolidated resolution on the construction of vehicles. And the goal is to include or expand the definitions for special purpose vehicles and to have them in line with those that we have in Europe as of today. And so for the added points from 2.5.6 onwards, all the definitions of special purpose vehicles here are identical to the ones we have in the EU and are added. The definition 2.5.5, that's a definition that we added and that is new and also not included in the EU legislation as of today. And the reason being or reasoning is that within UNR 83, and in one paragraph, these type of vehicles as are defined now here are mentioned for an exemption. And we thought if we adapt now the consolidated resolution, then it would make sense to also include this kind of vehicle definition and to amend UNR 83 to refer on that vehicle definition. And also the only change compared to the informal documents we had in January is the name of that vehicle definition. I think in January we proposed government and special service vehicles, and we got some feedback, and therefore we delete the government part, so it's just special service vehicle now for this definition. That's the contents for the RE3, and then if we have a look at the working document 18, these are proposals for UNR 83. With regards to, let's say, the treatment for special purpose vehicles. First up is a proposed amendment for the scope, in which we propose that type approvals according to UNR 83 shall be possible to be granted directly to a special purpose vehicle. Former or with the current text, it is only possible to get an extension for a special purpose vehicle. The other changes, then paragraph 9.1, is with regards to in-service conformity. Here we propose that for special purpose vehicles, basically that there's an exemption as long as the manufacturer can demonstrate that the special purpose vehicle cannot meet this kind of requirement due to its special purpose. And the next point, 8.1.1, is the point I mentioned beforehand. Here, there was some kind of vehicle definition used or explanation used, but not defined. And so here the text got deleted and it's now referring to the new added definition of special service vehicles, as it's included then in the consolidated resolution. And the last changes, but for two on two paragraphs, as the wording in the sixth and seventh series of amendments is different, is the proposal of an exemption for COP for special purpose vehicles, again, only granted as long as the manufacturer can demonstrate that the vehicle is not able to meet the requirements due to its special purpose. And that's basically it for this proposal, and as said, it's more or less the same as the informal we had in January, with the small exception for the change definition name.